Harrington walks down the Baranoff Museum steps. A blue stencil on the pavement marks each historic location.
Here we go. So we've arrived at the next stencil, which is just in front of the Baranoff Museum, which looks out over the pier.
She says a wooden staircase would have led down to a pier of the same material. In the walking tours booklet, two pictures show a dock and nearby structures. Overall, the guide covers 10 different locations. Out of all of them, the Baranoff Museum is the oldest. Harrington says part of the reason the museum, the Russian-American magazine, remains so sturdy is that it's partly formed from another building which the Russians built.
They cut down the trees, they stripped all the bark and limbs off, they notched it all out and erected this building, and so the wood had time to cure in its other location. So when they moved, they disassembled that building and moved it over to here, they were working with cured wood.
She says that wood was especially strong. And she says when the structure was built in 1808, there were no spruce trees in the location, so they had to transport the wood for construction. Harrington says the building was originally a storage house for sea otter pelts, and one pelt could have cost a man his annual income. The booklet provides context for this location and others around Kodiak, as well as historic photos of what the city once looked like. Harrington says the museum received $10,000 for the booklet's research, design, publication, and for the pavement stenciling. She says the museum also received a $3,000 grant from nonprofit Healthy Tomorrows to hold a fun run in late summer or early fall. She says that will encourage more people to come out and explore the notable places downtown. I'm Kayla DeRoche.